Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's conference call covering test flows from Fort Peck Dam. This call is open to the public to provide information on the status of the test flows and to ensure compliance with the 2018 biological opinion. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service.
Lean, your audio cut out. Eileen, can you hear me?
Missouri River Recovery Program.
Lean?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You cut out there for quite a bit. Where are we at?
Okay, well, I had just finished the intro. I'm kind of on spotty Wi-Fi. But yeah, I had just started the intro. I think most of the people here have heard it before. So with that, I'll just hand it over to you.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. Thanks everyone for listening in today. Those of you who may not know, last week we did terminate the test flow. That decision to terminate that was based on the monitoring that we were doing, the fish monitoring. There was no evidence that there had been any spawning. Therefore, there was no reason to maintain a drift flow of 8,000 CFS. So last Thursday, we resumed what we would call regular operations. What that entailed was increasing the average daily flows from or average daily releases from Fort Peck Reservoir or Fort Peck Dam from 8,000 CFS to 9,000 CFS. The monitoring will continue, even though the test flow has stopped, and Randy Sellers will be providing a little bit of detail on what's going on there. I don't believe either Joe Bono
Pat Broughton
on there. They're at another meeting today doing a double duty, so I don't think they're going to be able to make it today. But Randy will be able to provide a little update on the monitoring as well as the any fish move may have seen. Because the test has been terminated, I think this will be our last planned call as far as the test flow calls. We will continue to monitoring, and if things change, we will schedule an ad hoc call. We will continue to accept feedback through the email and the HydroBiz platforms. I want to thank everyone who has provided some email to this office on impacts that they've seen or changes that they've seen to the river out there. That information is important for our ability to monitor and assess the impacts of the test flow. We will have an August and a September monthly water management call. Those are usually the first Thursday or the second Thursday of the month. The August monthly water management call is scheduled for August 8th. The September call has not been scheduled yet. I do want to encourage everyone to call into those calls. We can further discuss conditions below Fort Peck in those calls along with the rest of the basin. With that, I think I will turn it over to Randy Sellers to talk about what we've been doing monitoring-wise and what we maybe are planning to do monitoring-wise. Randy?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon in Omaha, anyway. A couple of things on the monitoring, and then I'll attempt to fill in for Joe and Pat a little bit here. John's right. They're engaged with the technicians and some of the management folks and the Missouri River Recovery Implementation Committee on the Lower River Peckload right now. So We have completed the pre-test flow monitoring and the monitoring during the two peaks that we were collecting. There is a round of monitoring yet to be conducted anytime now, although it'll likely be after September 1st. There's cultural resource monitoring post-test flow that needs to occur yet. Aerial imagery and LIDAR data collection post-test flow that needs to be collected yet, and physical surveys that yet need to be collected. and then we'll begin to analyze that data, and our intent is to host some of what we call after-action reviews. Basically, all I mean is that we like to get together internally and with some of the stakeholders and talk about what went well, what could be improved on. We've got some helpful feedback on that already, and this shouldn't be new to anybody. The last call I was on, I think Joe had alluded to us doing this. The intent there is to take advantage of the monitoring data that we've collected, what your observations are, and to adjust the monitoring plan accordingly so that the next time there's a test flow, we can improve in whatever areas we can improve in. It's going to be a bit challenging to conduct that sooner rather than later. I've had in mind this fall, there is some monitoring data that we won't get reports on until March. So we're going to try to balance those things and schedule some discussions with you all yet this fall. I don't know the timing yet. We haven't figured out the exact timing of when we're going to assess the data after it comes in. So that's kind of a nutshell on the monitoring. And I'll transition to the fish. And obviously, I won't do as good a job as Pat and Joe would. If they join, maybe they can help here a little bit. But here's what Joe has shared with me on the fish right now. At least two of the three females are still up there in the reach. There have been crews looking for them. They've been unable to locate the third. They found two of them, but unable to locate the third of those three females. Speculation is that she might be in deep water, or it's possible that she has left the area. There was a female recaptured yesterday. One of them, it had not spawned. Its weight had not changed, and the eggs were easily observable on an ultrasound. So not a lot of change with the fish up there. Like John had said, there wasn't a spawn. So that is what I had for monitoring and for a fish update. Over.
All right, thank you, Randy. So we'll move to the question and answer session. If you'll put your hand up or put your question in the chat, we'll start there and then end it with going by state. Dick Iverson, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. A couple things quickly. We did get a hold of Mandy Madison May with USGS, and they did send a couple technicians up this past week. The Culbertson gauge was inaccurately reporting. The Wolf Point one, they said, was pretty accurate. Say they recalibrated it. So if you look now, it will appear Culbertson is flowing more like Wolf Point is. So that was a good catch. But one of the things, and I don't see Dane on, but if he is, he can chime in. One of the things we've been kicking around is this 8,000, whoever came up with that is a bad number, it appears. And we would like maybe between now and next year to redo a number. Maybe it's 85, maybe it's 9,000, whatever. But we'd like to revisit that. And then this to go along with that, is there a way that Pat Broughton's crew or somebody's crew can go out there when it's at 9 or 10 and see those shallows and what the speed is, and then what the speed is as far as the main part of the river? You know, if there a possibility, if the fish had spawned, that shallower area that would be created by 9 or 10,000 would actually be a better riverbed for the little fish to float a little slower before they get to Sakakawea and die. So those two things is that the gauges were wrong, all the one was, and let's, if we can rethink that with John and Pat and everybody between now and next year of what that minimum flow might look like. Thank you.
Hey, Dick, this is John Ramos. The 8,000 CFS was a flow that was part of the flow test of flow. Right now, we are not planning to have a flow test in 2025. I think we've discussed this on previous calls. We will need some time to analyze the data that we've collected, all of the data, not just the fish data, but all the other data as well. And we will formulate a new test flow regime, which I would highly doubt that it would look like the flow that we just ran, the test that we just ran. So whatever those flows might be, we will, again, we'll go through the same process. Your questions, I think, are very good. They've been recorded. I think, you know, you've asked some good questions. Does it need to be 8,000 for the drift? Could it be more? Could it, you know, what could that be? As far as next year, 2025, we will be publishing our draft 2024-2025 AOP annual operating plan in September, which everybody can take a look at and comment. I'd like to have the folks in Montana and North Dakota take a really good look at that AOP in light of what we've seen this year, what we've seen in other years, so we can have a pretty good discussion on that at our public meetings. This year, the fall public meeting will be held, our public meetings will be held the week of October 28th. And we're planning for the public meeting in Montana to be held at the Fort Peck Visitor Center. I know that's maybe not as convenient for some of the producers there, but from a logistics point of view, we're using a different plane, so we can really only fly into Glasgow. So that's why we're moving it there. But I don't see a 2025 flow test out of Fort Peck. Just from a pure logistics point of view, I don't think we're going to be able to analyze this particular test and get back out to the stakeholders and formulate a new or a different test scenario. Over.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. And next question comes from Molly Masters.
Just a couple of things I wanted to note and ask is, when the post-test flow physical surveys are done in September, I would highly recommend reaching out to those the producers that those are being done on. When the pre-test flow ones were done, that we know of, that outreach wasn't done. And so everyone's like, I don't think they even did it. So I would highly recommend reaching out to those folks and letting them know that you'll be by to do that. And then the other one is a question. Do we have any data yet on the survival of the day one sturgeon that were released?
Randy, do we have any of that information?
I don't, John, I don't have anything on the released fish. I think that was Molly, right? I agree on the contacting of the producers and the landowners, and we'll talk to our contractor and see if we can't tighten that up a little bit and let people know when they're going to be doing those physical surveys. I can't guarantee it, but we're going to make an effort to make that happen. And when we do the when we revise the monitoring plan, that'll be one of the conditions that we include. But I'll attempt it on this last round as well. Over.
And as far as your question about the survival rates of the 1 day old fish, we'll take that question and we will. I'll ask Joe to answer that question and get that out via email to the stakeholder group that we've been working with during the development of this test. But I don't have the answer for your question today, Molly. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. I do see one phone off mute, area code 573. Did you have a question? All right, nothing heard. Anyone else with their hand up? I'm not seeing anything there, and I'm not seeing any questions in the chat. So we'll go just briefly alphabetical order by state. So state of Montana. Again, star 6 to come off mute. North Dakota. Okay. Iowa. Kansas. Missouri. Nebraska. South Dakota. Wyoming. No questions, John, it's over to you.
Thank you, Eileen. And again, thanks to everybody who tuned in here. And thank you again for those of you that have provided information as to what they've seen has changed as far as changes in the river out there. That is, as I said, that's important to our ability to evaluate not just the fish response, but how the channel may have responded to this particular test scenario. Please feel free to call myself or email myself or Joe Bono if you have any other additional questions. We'll try and get those answered. One last call for questions or comments. If not, once, twice, again, thank you. And thank you for all of the input and the patience that you've shown with this test. Like I said, we're not planning for one in 25. I don't see a scenario where that will happen. And we will be publishing our draft 2024-2025 annual operating plan in September. So I encourage you to look at that and look very carefully at that. And I look forward to hearing from all of you on our monthly call next month. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right. As John mentioned, this is the last Fort Peck update call. I have captured the name of today's participants, and you will receive an invite for the monthly water management call scheduled for August 8th. Thank you. That concludes today's call.